Artists by Emily Cook. Introduction. I've done my project on artists. I picked artists because I think artists are very interesting, especially learning how they grew up. I know a lot about artists, and I'd like other people to know a lot too. In this presentation, I'll be talking about Leonardo da Vinci, Manet, Van Gogh, and Michelangelo. Leonardo da Vinci, early life. Leonardo da Vinci was born in Tuscany, Italy, on April the 15th, 1452. He lived during the Italian residence during the same time as Michelangelo. They were in fact great rivals and often criticised each other's work. Only at the age of five, Leonardo da Vinci moved away to live with his uncle and grandparents. Leonardo da Vinci was so good at art that he was asked by a famous painter when he was 14 to paint the background in one of the angels of the baptism of Christ. Leonardo da Vinci career. We also found out that Leonardo da Vinci was a great inventor and scientist as well as an amazing artist. He invented the first model of a helicopter or flying machine. It didn't work properly because he didn't have the proper technology. He spent all his life studying flight. Some of Leonardo's most famous paintings are the Mona Lisa and the Virgin of the Rocks. He didn't even finish the Mona Lisa because he didn't like it. He painted the Virgin of the Rocks while he lived in Milan. Leonardo da Vinci died on the 2nd of May, 1519. Manet, early life. Claude Manet was born on the 14th of November 1840 in Paris, France. Spending all his time drawing, Manet didn't really like school, but school didn't stop him from being an artist. People with a good sense of humour paid Manet to paint funny paintings of themselves. Even though he was born in Paris, Manet spent most of his life in Le Havre. When living there, he met Eugène Bonnefoy, an artist that lived locally, who encouraged him to be a landscape painter. Manet career. Owning a grocery store, Manet's father wanted him to keep up the family business, but Manet wanted to be an artist instead. After his mother died, Manet went to an art school in Paris in 1859. Having studied art for about a year, Manet then joined the army and went to war. He had to leave war after a few years as he got sick with typhoid disease. Manet met some other artists at the same time and started to paint with oil paints outdoors. Manet's most famous paintings are the water lilies and the weeping willows. He painted the water lilies near the end of his life, and the weeping willows was the last painting he ever painted. Manet died on the 5th of December 1926. Van Gogh, early life. Vincent van Gogh was born on the 30th of March 1853. Van Gogh was the oldest child in his family, and he was very close to his brother Theo. Even as a child, Van Gogh had a talent for watercolour painting. He loved to paint flowers, birds and insects. Van Gogh had a great talent for learning languages. He could speak French, German and English fluently. Career. At the age of 27, Van Gogh moved to Brussels to become the artist we now know. Van Gogh is famous for his letters to Theo. He wrote to Theo quite often. Following in the footsteps of a famous painter, Rembrandt, Van Gogh began signing his paintings only using his Christian name, Vincent. After a period of mental illness, Van Gogh's paintings became more unusual and lively than before. It was at this time that he painted Café Tents at Night and Starry Night. Michelangelo, early life. Michelangelo was born on the 6th of March 1475 in Caprese in Italy. Growing up in Florence, all Michelangelo wanted to do was draw and paint. When he was only a baby, his mother fell ill and he was sent to live with stone cutters who looked after him. When he grew up, he got a chance to live in a very in a very famous with a very famous Italian family, the Medediks. In this palace, Michelangelo learned the art of creating sculptures. Michelangelo career. In 1496, Michelangelo moved to Rome. A year later, he got asked to sculpt Mary holding Jesus after he was taken off the cross. He named it the Pietà. The Pietà is the only sculpture he ever signed. The reason he signed this is because there were rumours going around that another artist had signed it, so he signed his name right in front of Mary's dress. Michelangelo also painted the roof of the Sistine Chapel while lying on his back on a scaffold. He died on the 18th of February, 1564. I used some artist books that I have and the Ducksters for my project. Thanks for listening.